All right. Great. All right. So now we will begin. Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Dr. Rita Marie Loscalzo, and I am here with you guys for one of our office hours, our Institute of Nutritional Endocrinology office hours calls. This is the one for the month of September 2014. And this is where you guys, whatever program you're in, I know the vast majority of you that come to these calls are from our full certification or foundations nutritional endocrinology training. Sometimes there's people who are just doing CAT, the client assessment tools, or just doing insulin resistance. And most of the time, it's most of you guys. So you're welcome to ask whatever questions you have about anything at all that's going on in the program itself, about the materials, about how to teach certain things, about any of the resources. And generally, we get a lot of calls about specific cases, like I have a client who, and what should I do? So here we are. And are you guys still hearing me? No. Okay, I'm going to, yes, you are. It's weird. I'm going to go just check out this chat thing and see if there's two chats. Just give me a second. I don't want to mess up and not have a recording of this because I know how valuable these recordings are. And let me get that. Let me go. I'm so sorry. This is a no-brainer, and that's why we do these calls on here rather than on Maestro, because there's nothing, no coordination. All right, so Vanessa's on the phone. That's great. I am going to open up the chat on the other one and see what happens. Is it the same? Okay, so Lynn, you can hear me. Everybody can hear me. Okay, we're good. I think we're good. So what I'm going to do is have you guys raise your hands on the phone if you have a question. Go ahead and raise your hand, and I will see your hand, and you can ask your question. Looks like there's five of you on the phone right now. Tony, David, you're Eleanor, David, and Vanessa. So raise your hand with a star two if you have a question, a comment, anything at all. And I'm hoping that we don't, I'm going to make sure that we have everything in shape. While you guys are thinking about who's going to raise their hand, I'm going to open up the Q&A in another window. Open a new window. It doesn't let me open a new window. Bummer. All right. I'm just going to check there then. Okay. Very interesting. Open reach in new tab. Give me 1 second. I'm just trying to make sure that I don't leave anybody in the call. Boy, this is weird. Control panel, and I'm going to have the Q&A opened at the same time. Just in case. So for anybody who's just joined us, we just had a little bit of mishap and we're in a new event, but if you have questions, really use the chat instead of the question and answer box, because that's going to give us a better way of communicating two ways. Okay? And we are back, and I'm going to open up lines. So remember, get your questions together, get your things. We've got Eleanor and then Tony. So I'm going to open up your lines.
Hi, do you hear me?
Hello.
Hi, you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. Hi, Eleanor.
Okay, so hi. It seems like everybody left the chat except for me. I'm going to type something. I'm just going to type the word yes. Do you see it?
I'm going to see if you see it. I think they might have gone to the other chat.
I think that's what happened because you also left the chat.
Yeah, to click on that link that I gave you and go to the other chat.
Okay, I'm going to click on the link. Okay, so that's one thing. So I have two questions.
Yes.
One is, we have to have the password again. Let me put that anyway. Hold on. One is related to, you know, the whole discussion we've been having this week about cruciferous vegetables and everything.
Right.
And I just want to get clear because, you know, I have been, for people with thyroid, I have been recommending they add kelp to their shake. And yet I know that in some situations we don't want to do that until we test for iodine deficiency. And I don't know if that's all thyroid conditions or is it just hyper or hypothyroid or is it?
Yep, good question. I know, it's stretching it all out is a challenge, and it's just a lot to deal with. One thing is, it's Hashimoto's where you have to be careful about too much iodine.
Okay.
Okay, and I think everybody should be tested for the autoantibodies because it's just clearly not done medically, and clearly a lot of those cases are overlooked. So I would make sure that they don't. Now, a little bit of extra kelp is probably not the hurt even somebody who has an excess of iodine. Excess of iodine is rare. And boy, there's a lot of scratchiness. I don't know if you're hearing me okay, but I'm hearing the echo back.
Yeah, it got really funny. All of a sudden, you're bouncing like for me. But I'm hearing you okay.
Okay, because I'm hearing you okay.
Good, now I hear you good right now. And I just saw Lynn on the chat, so I know I'm in the right place there. So you did
okay.
Say it's Hashimoto's. Now, is Hashimoto's only happen in hypothyroid versus, or if someone hasn't been tested, do you still have to be careful?
Well, okay, so hyperthyroid, first of all, is more rare. Generally, if they have just their regular lab and you see a TSH that's above 1, it's rare for that to be a hyperthyroid. Because you usually see very low TSH with that. Hashimoto's is usually, it's an autoimmune condition that generally presents as a hypothyroid, although it contributes to something called thyroid storm, where if it's really in a flared up state, it causes a lot of damage to the thyroid, which releases a lot of thyroid hormones, and for a very short period of time you get spikes in the thyroid hormone. Okay? So sometimes you have to test for the thyroid antibodies more than one time.
Okay.
You just want to see.
Yeah, and okay. I've asked them to test, but I don't know where they are at this point. They are below 1. They're about 0.5. So they're hyper, I'm assuming they're hyper in your book, right, because they're below 1. So I don't know whether I should just wait on the iodine until they get their antibodies tested, the cyst on their thyroid.
Oh, they have a cyst. Okay, so they most likely have some kind of autoimmune process. Are they getting? Did they get the cyst biopsy to make sure that it was non-cancerous?
They had it looked at, and the doctor said it was non-cancerous. So this is a year later, and I'm asking them to go back and to get the whole regimen of thyroid tests that you recommended, including the antibody ones, because they didn't get that, and then see the thyroid doctor again.
Absolutely. And, you know, if it's been a year, they should be getting it done anyway, because it changes so much. Are they on medication? Did the doctor put them on any Synthroid or Armour?
No. They felt like there was nothing. They just need to keep an eye on it. That's what they said.
Okay. And it might be that now. But if they don't have the T3 and the T4, you don't know. Do they have a thyroid conversion issue? Do they have thyroid symptoms?
They're tired, but they're definitely not getting a lot of sleep. it's a young person. So they're tired, and they've got dark rings around their under their eyes. So,
what about the cold hands and feet?
Dry. Their hands are dry. I know that. I don't think they're cold necessarily, but they have very dry hands. They have dry skin.
Okay. What about weight?
Skinny.
Yeah.
Very skinny. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a possible. Do they have like a rapid heartbeat? Do they have sweaty palms, sometimes palpitations, any of those things that would suggest hyperthyroid?
Not really, just the tiredness and the rings under the eyes. Their eyebrows look fine, their hair's not falling out.
Okay. Yeah, it might be a dislodge, but I would definitely look. Sometimes there's an issue with the thyroid binding globulin. So I would just have them do that full testing. And I think you're right about not doing the iodine until you know for sure.
Okay.
You don't want to aggravate it.
Okay, but it really is a definite concern if they have Hashimoto's. That was the thing I was trying to get clear on. That's when you really
it's Hashimoto's. It's just straight hypothyroidism. You can give them all the iodine they need, and it's going to probably improve them, right? And even with people with Hashimoto's, a lot of times they're iodine deficient, and they need the iodine, but a lot of people are scared to give it to them because they think it's going to aggravate Hashimoto's. In that case, test, test, test. Do you have Dr. Brownstein's book on iodine?
I don't think so, no. I don't think so.
It's an awesome book to have for everybody. You know, it's iodine, why you need it and why you can't live without it.
Okay.
Because a lot of people are going nutty with the don't give iodine to people with Hashimoto's thing, but indeed a lot of them need iodine, and that's what's going to make them well. So you got to be careful, yes, but you also can test.
Yeah, I did get the one about, you know, why am I still feeling bad although my tests are coming back normal. I haven't read it, though, but I have that one.
Yeah, he's the one that pushes don't give iodine.
Okay.
And he's right. There are some studies that were done, most of them in Japan, where they get a lot of iodine in their diet, where when they gave extra iodine to people, that aggravated Hashimoto. I haven't seen any studies like that on people in the U.S. where we're completely deficient in iodine in our soils and in our land vegetables. So I would, you got to get the different perspectives, but in this particular case, I would err on the side of caution and not do it.
Yeah, it's
and have them cook their cruciferous and
Okay. And it's interesting because if you look on Mayo Clinic, they say that iodine deficiency is uncommon in the United States because it's added to table salt. So it's interesting how, and we all know that there is a deficiency, but it's just interesting how some of these
major... Well, they think it's added to table salt, therefore, right?
Yeah.
I attended a really beautiful presentation about almost 2 years ago now at the Restorative Medicine Conference, and it was a doctor who gave a talk called Iodophobia. And how we created this phobia about iodine when really iodine is very extremely important in people who need it. Another good book about iodine is called The Iodine Crisis. But I'm a big fan of testing. And if somebody's low, then we give it to them. And you monitor, right? If somebody gets worse when you add iodine to them, then you certainly know that in their particular case, it might be aggravating.
Okay. And then I have somebody else. I'm still trying to get their blood sugar down, and I saw something very interesting about, and I hope I say it right, lipotoxicity, which it adds to, you know, it's a factor in the blood sugar, and I'm trying to understand it as far as it doesn't seem like it's really that you have too much fats. It's fats being stored in the wrong place. And possibly eating the wrong type of fats that can possibly be stored in places like your liver and places where fats are not normally stored, non-adipose.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, if you can post a link to where you read this, I'll take a look at it. When I think of lipotoxicity or lipotoxicity, however you want to say it, lipoproteins, lipoproteins, I don't know.
Yeah.
Who knows? But anyway, I would think of that it's the wrong kinds of fat that are burying themselves in your cell membranes, in your myelin sheaths, in your nervous system, in your liver. Toxic fats like oxidized, hydrogenated, fats that just don't belong. But I'd like to see what they're talking about. And that certainly has a contributing factor in blood sugar. It's very, very important.
And it's the wrong type of fats in that case.
I would think, but let me look and see what they mean, because sometimes people coin a term, and they're describing it in a different way than I would describe it if I took the word apart and tried to make sense of it.
Okay. I'll get a copy of what I was looking at and send it to you.
Perfect. Yeah, thank you.
That was it.
Now, the other thing, if you've got somebody who you can't get the blood sugar down, and they've reduced their carbs, et cetera, I read recently a study, or a couple of quotes to various studies that was talking about how sometimes if you reduce the carbs too much, like completely take them out and get below 50 grams a day, that sometimes can cause people to have their blood sugar elevated because the body's going and burning protein to make sugar so that it can supply the brain. And the recommendation then was to have people introduce a little bit of really good healthy carbs, but later in the day, you know, like late afternoon, the dinner meal. And we're not talking bread and pasta. We're talking, you know, maybe some quinoa, maybe some lentils, some foods that are well-balanced that we have some very slow-absorbing carbohydrate and see if that makes a difference.
But if this person's, I mean, they're basically doing green shake in the morning and they're doing salads for lunch, I mean, isn't that a lot of carbs?
You know, when I added it up, when I did it, I think I posted it, that came out to be, for me, somewhere in the neighborhood of 150. If they're really doing a lot of greens, they are. So I don't think that's it then.
No,
I
think it's a leaky gut, but I'm struggling with fixing it. And, you know, now I've listened to some things that say sometimes you give people probiotics and that aggravates the problem because they've got an overgrowth of probiotics. And, I'm trying to fix the leaky gut, but I'm just...
Yeah, and that's a source of stress, which is cortisol elevation, which causes excess blood sugar. So that's what I was going to say, is look for a hidden source of infection. If you're having trouble getting the leaky gut healed, have you done a stool analysis? Because a stool analysis will give you... We just found this in somebody I've been working on for a while, and we did a stool analysis with one company, and it came out clean. She didn't have any parasites or anything, but I so suspected it. And there's another company that does a better analysis for H. pylori, which I thought maybe she had H. pylori. Came back negative for H. pylori, but she has cryptosporidium, which is classic for the symptoms she was having. But it's an atypical presentation that it would last that long, et cetera. So it was really helpful. BioHealth has a good I think I like their bacterial, their organism screen best because it seems to be the most sensitive. The Doctor's Data has one as well, but those are good ones to run.
Yeah, now you broke up. So it's BioHealth, and what was the name of the test?
The name is there. It's there. I think it's intestinal pathogen.
Intestinal pathogen.
So you can order it through my website if you go to drreadme.com/lab testing.
Okay.
And you'll see it there, the BioHealth screen.
Great, great, good. Intestinal pathogens, got it.
Yep.
Okay, good.
Yep. Okay, yeah, great.
Thank you. Okay.
Well, thanks. Okay, I'm going to see if I'm still, if we're having a problem with Tony hearing me too, and if I'm echoing back, then I'm going to just call back in again, so hang tight. So, Tony, hello.
Hello, Dr. Rita Marie. How are you today?
I'm good, and it's fine with you. So I think there was something with Eleanor's phone reflecting me back. So great. Okay. How can we help you today?
I have a couple of questions, but I won't hog the call time. I'll rotate. I have a client who is typical standard American diet, stressful job, da-da-da-da. She's very open to changing her diet, but I find that she has difficulty relaxing. So as part of a program I'm offering her, because I'm a yoga teacher, I'm offering her yoga nidra once a week, palming, because I also help people with eyesight improvement, certain yoga postures to get the legs up the wall. And the other one, I know we talk about heart math a lot. Do we actually have access to something so I can feel more confident in offering that as a program?
Let me think where that would, I have a 30-day transforming stress, and I thought I had made it available to you guys. Let me look on the site. We've been working on, you just haven't had the cycles to actually get it out there, making that available so that you guys can offer it to your clients. But for you to learn it is great. That 30-day stress thing would be awesome. Let me just go and see if we, because I thought I'd ask Stacy to put that on the site for you guys to access. That's a bonus thing. Give me a second. Okay. And if anybody else knows, just type it into the chat. And if you know if we have that on the INE site, let me know. see. And if we don't, then I would be happy to give it to you. You just can't get your clients to sign up for it yet because it is a paid program and we don't have, and we'll give you guys a special, you know, affiliate arrangement with it if you want to do it. But it's 30 days. I send a message each day. Talk. The other thing is to go to heartmath.org. They have great information about it. It's just more, you know, I took a lot of their stuff and synthesized it into like an easy, you know, one day at a time kind of building the process.
Okay. All right. Well, I know that option is available. That's good.
Oh, yes, for sure. But heartmath.org has a lot of, and the book, just the book Transforming Stress, you can get that on the HeartMath site, is an awesome little, you know, $11 book. It's really quick read. It's something you could read, and you can also get your clients to read it too, and you can actually work them through it because there's little spots in there that it says, okay, now stop and journal this or journal that or whatever.
Nice. And it's Transforming Stress, $11.
Transforming Stress, yeah.
Okay. And let's see. I do have another question. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to go back to August 13th, the last call, one of the calls we did. And if you don't remember, I'm okay with that. I don't know how we got on the subject. We were suggesting a book or an application for my computer by a guy who wrote Calories Don't Count, because I have a Weight Watchers group. That's what it was. I have a Weight Watchers group, and I'm trying to refocus them to not count calories, but to count nutrients, because they're very nutrient deficient in a lot of areas.
Yeah.
And this would be a great way for Ms. Cross to hone in on
it. Yeah. I met him at a JV kind of networking event with health practitioners a few weeks back, and he was supposed to write to me. So I will, let me see how you're going to remind me of this.
I'm happy to.
Shoot me an email that will say, hey, remember to go check on that guy that has this, you know, that's Healthy Weight Watchers kind of thing. And then I'll go back to the list that I have. And I'll get you his information.
Any particular email that would
send
be better?
Send it to NEPT. Yeah, that's the one that comes right to me. Some of them don't come right to me.
Okay. And I will send you that reminder because I'm actually starting. They're so excited to work together. I had this group of four or five people, and it's just getting bigger and bigger. And they're very excited to count nutrients instead of calories. So, you know, this would be great if I could get this. I can wait until October, November, whatever, because I can still work with them kind of informally. Unless you know some other application.
Well, this isn't
going to
be, like, they don't have to type things in and it's not going to count. There are things like fitday.com, which you can go in and they can type in their information and they get a layout of how many calories. But he has it more like, it's easier for people to do. It's like a cell phone app and they can take pictures of the food and they're saying how many servings of vegetables did you have, how many servings of this did you have, that did you have. So I think it's really kind of cool.
Well, I'm excited. I will wait for that before I start my meetup with them then because I want to have that going for them. I'm excited. So I will remind you.
Awesome. Send that email. And about the Transforming Stress, were you in CAD or NEP or IRSPT?
No, neither of the programs. I did SHINE, and then I went directly into
You went
NEPT.
Directly into this. So I'm just going to have Stacy, and I'm going to have Lynn. Will you make a note or send a note to Stacy to ask her to just activate everybody in NEPT to be in to get the Transforming Stress. Most people have it. A lot of them came through CAD or IRSPT, so they have it already. But for those of you who don't, I want to give that to you because I think it's a great tool. So we'll have Stacy just activate it. And the way you would get to it is when you go to the website, it'll say VLM Programs External as one of the things right at the bottom. And click on Vibrant Living Member homepage. And that'll get you logged into there, and on the sidebar, it should be pretty obvious. It'll say Transforming Stress System.
Okay.
Okay?
Great. Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. Is that it? That was easy.
For the moment.
I think it. Let me find my thing again now that I've moved. Okay. Who else? Who else has questions? Who else has comments? No, that's different, Lynn. That's probably something, yeah, that's incorporated into the full transforming stress system, but it's way upgraded and better. And Lynn just posted the biohealth lab thing for Eleanor.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping that nobody's on the other thing. Great. So if you guys have questions, I would say if you're on the phone and you prefer to be on the web, there were some issues we had early on where it accidentally got ended and I had to start a new event. So if you want to go back to the web, I'm going to click on the chat box. Okay, how do we do this? It's instantteleseminar.com/ the event. Same thing as you have in your email, only the event ID is different. I'll just give you the event ID. So if this applies to anybody, it's 5865-3849. 5865-3849. So if you're preferring to listen in rather than be on the phone, you can go there and listen in. But the other one should still be working, but I'm not sure how that works. I'm not sure what happened. It was kind of bizarre. I asked it to do the recording and it ended the event. Okay, so questions, raise your hand or type them into the chat box. If you're not in the chat, just go ahead and click chat on the sidebar and you should be in there. Who else has questions? Comments? You guys are quiet today. Let's see. Cell phone BC, is that Or is
Hello?
No, it's Ghislaine. I said it has to be either Steph or Ghislaine. Hi.
Hi, Steph. How are you?
Ah, okay. See, it was Steph. Okay, good. I'm good, Steph. How are you?
I'm good. You know what? I need you to walk me through how to get onto that website and go to the chat because I tried. And I know you just told us the web address and it didn't work. And I'm just wondering if you could tell me one more time. Just in case someone else is having this problem, too.
Yes,
then we can...
absolutely. So when you click on the link in the email, what happens?
Okay, let me
go
back.
The event is over?
Email. Okay, in less than 1 hour, we will be going live. Internet exit. So the one with the BF72. Okay, password. Continue. Okay, so I'm in...
Okay.
And it seems to be still, it's probably still going on.
Okay. Sorry.
Oh, there you are, you're talking.
Okay.
But there's no chat box.
But then on the left-hand side, there should be a chat box. It's not a box, but it should just say chat. Let me just click to it and tell you.
I only have welcome, listen in, and dashboard.
Really? Oh.
Yeah.
Let me go back and activate. Let me activate the chat again. The chat was working earlier. Oh, no, it's there as a recording. It's just a recording from last time. So, okay, so up at the top, does it say instantteleseminar.com/?event ID equals?
Yes.
Okay, change the event ID equals to, and I think I just gave you the wrong one. I gave you this current one. So let me go back.
Brilliant.
I think I gave you the same one again. And I'm going to give you a different one. So sorry. It was bizarre. I had accidentally started the recording, and then when I went to stop it, it ended the event. Okay.
Okay.
So that's what happened. Okay, so here it is. It's event ID, and anybody else that's having trouble, this is what you do. Same link, instantteleseminar.com/?event ID equals. And then the number would be 596-273-25. And I'm going to repeat it just in case. 596-273-25.
It works. There's a little chat
box.
Yay!
Yeah. The chat box is there. Yay! Okay, good.
Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. Do
Thank
you,
you
have
so much.
Any... Do you have any questions while you're on?
I do. I have a bit of like a confessional slash question. I haven't written my paper about dandelions yet, and I'm bad.
Okay.
I'm wondering if anybody else is in the same boat, and if maybe if I can still submit it now.
So submit your paper and I'm behind, you're behind, everybody's behind. Summer got in the way. We all are overworked. So therefore, I really want your nutrients in, which you already did, and you did a beautiful job. Anybody that hasn't done their nutrient in, get it in right as soon as you can. If you haven't done the herb one, you know, get it in by the end of September. It would be great.
Oh, goodness. Okay. Perfect.
Okay?
Yay.
Is that good enough? Or you want till the end of our, yeah, because I know you're moving, so.
I'm good. That makes me happy.
But you did such an awesome job on your selenium one. I wouldn't want to miss out on what we're going to do with your dandelion one.
You know, it's so funny. I love dandelions. I just can't seem to write a paper about them.
Start the paper with, I love dandelions. Dandelions, I'm having trouble writing about you. What do you think I should write? I know you're good for the liver, and I know you're this really bitter thing that sometimes people love and sometimes people hate. And I say, blah, 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 and talk to dandelion and see what comes to your head.
That'll work, I think. Thank you.
You know, that's funny, because I studied with David Winston, and David Winston is this really, like, left brain, teaches you about the biochemistry, and then in the same breath he'll say, and the way you really learn the herb is you go outside, you offer some tobacco as an offering, because he's Cherokee, right? So you offer everything as tobacco. You offer some tobacco as an offering, and then you sit with it, and you say, I'd love to get to know you. What can you tell me about yourself? And then you just listen and you take notes.
Yeah, that's cool. Cool.
Okay?
Yeah, I need a little more of that in my life. I will give it a go.
Because we have to use both sides. And you're very great at your left brain. You're very smart. You're very organized. But you're also, you know, we all have that intuitive side. And I've gotten more and more in touch with that part because I fought it for a while. It's like, oh, people will think I'm woo-woo. People will think I'm crazy. But, you know, I think I've established my left-brainedness enough that I can throw out some of this, you know, woo-woo stuff and how do you take it as good. And we all have to tune into people as whole. And sometimes, like, I would be working on somebody. This happened when I first started doing acupuncture. And I'd be working on somebody, and I would just have this overwhelming urge to put needles in places that I just didn't know what those – I didn't remember. My left brain didn't remember what those points were, but I was drawn to put these needles in, and I would go, what am I doing that for? I wonder what that means. And I would stick them in, and then I quickly pull out my book and look them up, right? And I go, oh, that's the perfect point for her. Oh, that's the perfect point for him. And then I go, just trust, because all that information is in your subconscious, but you only really have access to consciously, you only have access to about 5 to 10% of it. On the brilliant ones of us, 10%. So let your subconscious give you the guidance from the stuff you've already given it, the knowledge you already have. It's just you don't remember that you have it.
Right. That makes sense. That makes sense to me.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Right. Thank you.
Anything else? Yeah. Yeah, totally. Totally. Totally no problem.
And thanks for the deadline. Yeah, extension.
No problem.
That makes me feel better. Yeah.
No problem. You're good.
Cool. Start you again if I have another question. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. Okay, so who else has a question? And I just wanted to say for Eleanor, that's why I gave you the DrAnnWee.com plus lab testing, and I put it in there because BioHealth needs you. That you have to be a professional. You know, you have to be a professional. I'm working on one by one. I'm working on talking to all the lab companies that I use on a regular basis, and asking them if they will accept my certification as proof that you guys know what you're doing and can run these tests. I'm also going to work on, can we set up student accounts, you know, so that while you're as part of the program, while you're as part of the program, you can do it, and then let them know that when you're doing it as part of the program, you'll be bringing the reports to me and I'll be helping you. So I've already talked to Meridian Valley, and I just have to get back to them. It's been on my to-do list to get back to him for like a couple of weeks to find out what the exact process is. But I think we'll make that point and maybe even assign it to somebody on my team to just make contacts with each of the labs that I use on a regular basis so we can set you guys up with accounts so you can order. But in the meantime, you're welcome to order through my account and just go to drreadme.com/lab testing and place the order for the person. You should be able to get into that page. It is a protected page on the VLM side, and if it's not, then I'm going to have to ask JC to make sure that all NECT people have access to that page. So Eleanor has her hand up again. So let me see. Hey, Eleanor.
Hi, I'm sorry to be so needy. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I am in.
No, you are very questions.
Well, I'm in, and so there's, it seems like there's three tests. There's just the GI pathogen screen. There's one with the high H. pylori, and then there's one that's got Helicobacter something. There's three of them there.
Yes,
just
okay, there's three of them. So one of them is the complete. One of them is the complete without the H. pylori, so it's all the pathogens except H. pylori. The second one is all of them with H. pylori, and then the third one is when people have a positive H. pylori, but everything else is fine, and you want to do a follow-up, you just do the H. pylori. So Helicobacter pylori is the same as H. pylori, but the person I asked to set that up is doesn't know that, and I don't know that people don't know that, so they thought it was different, so they put it up differently.
Okay.
So Helicobacter pylori, same as H. pylori. Yeah.
Okay, so I should get the GI with the H. pylori. That's what
I would do the GI with H. pylori, because anybody that has, like, leaky gut that's not improving with the stuff that you already know how to do, it's very common that they have an H. pylori infection.
Okay, and if this person has Hashimoto's, is their urine iodine test the right test to get for them to test iodine levels? They have one called urine iodine pre- and post-loading doctor's data.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't even do that. I'm going to take that one down because I like Hakala Lab is better.
Yeah, okay.
Because they give you the iodine to test with.
Yeah.
Okay.
The other one doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the doctor's data one, they will give it to you, but then the person has to go out and buy their bottle of iodorol in order to do the test. So I'm going to ask Scott to take that down and put up the Hakala. Hakala is direct access. That's the other advantage. So you don't need to have an account with them. But they do allow for student accounts and health coach accounts. So if you let them know that you're an IIN grad, you're a health coach, they'll set you up an account. As
great.
A practitioner.
Okay?
Okay?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Super. Okay, so I'm going to close her line and let's open it up again. Yeah, and it's yours, Eleanor. Oh, that's Tony. Let me open Tony and shut Eleanor. Eleanor, your line is scratchy, so I'm closing you. So I just opened you up against Tony, and I just raised my own hand. That's crazy. Okay.
Okay. All right. I have a question about supplementation. I like you. I'm all in favor of using whole foods whenever possible. And I have a client who has a lot of nutrient deficiencies that showed up in blood tests, but also through medication, she has some deficiencies or depletions. Like the most important one was water, iron, thiamine, folic acid, vitamin C. All this obviously is affecting her energy. She wants to do a cleanse, and I'm going to start one with her very soon. But I want to know what your thoughts are about doing supplementation during cleanses. I don't do them. I generally don't recommend them. But
mm-hmm.
I am worried about her energy.
So first of all, I would ask now, was this like a SpectraCell test that she had done?
No, it was actually a regular blood test through I can't think which doctor she went to, but I put all the markers in the spreadsheet that you gave me, and it just said and really, I mean, I knew based on the medication that she was taking, she's taking statins and she's taking things to lower blood sugar, she's taking blood pressure medication, you know, I knew she was low in B vitamins and zinc.
I would put her on, because it depends on the case, right? If somebody comes back and if they've been on a really depleted diet for a long time, but they're not on medications, then sometimes just all the amazing nutrition that you're going to give them during a cleanse with all the green stuff is going to bring them up, and then you can see where they're at after that. But in other cases, you've got situations like, say, they're on medication, which is exacerbating that, if you just put them on the cleanse without the extra supplementation, it's going to take a lot longer to replenish them. And they may not, you know, for especially if they're on statins. So I would certainly say get a good B vitamin. Get, like, the Premier Research Liquid B or something, you know, something that's liquid that's easy for them to absorb, or what was the name of that company? Metabolic, yeah. The one that we talked about last time. I forget what it's called, Metabolics or something. Yeah.
It was a nice
liquid, which doesn't have any additives or preservatives. I mean, you run the risk when you're doing a cleanse of, of not really seeing, like, say if they're having a negative effect to the supplements. So you certainly, if she's not on supplements now, is she on supplements now?
Not yet.
Okay.
I just met with her on Friday, so I'm getting ready to write up her protocol.
Mm-hmm. Good. And how long is the program? How long is the cleanse you usually put them on?
I'm hoping, you know, people just don't like doing cleanses. I said, let's shoot for 7 and go for 21.
That's good. I like that approach.
Yeah.
And what is she doing? Is it all juicing or is it all smoothies?
She's doing a combination. For her, because I need to reset her taste buds almost immediately, I'm asking her to do 2 days of juicing, just kind of bite the bullet to help reset the taste buds, and then go right into cleansing with some cooked food, like steamed veggies, some quinoa. I'm hoping to keep her away from, you know, anything else, like meat and all that stuff. Obviously, that's not a cleanse.
Great. So gluten-free, whole foods, low-glycemic diet.
Yes, exactly.
I would
especially with some blood sugar issues.
You can't go wrong. I would say do the supplementation, because if they're going to go on a water fast or something that's really clean, a cleanse, then having the supplements could disrupt it. You don't let them go into the whole, you know, ketotic kind of state they go into normally. But if they're doing something like that, I think it could be very helpful for her to do the B vitamins and whatever else she came up with.
Because I think that if she doesn't get her energy up, I think she's going to lose her her interest, because that's of primary importance for her right now. So I can understand what, you know, iron lacking and, you know, B12 and all the other things that the medications are robbing her of. Okay, so the B vitamins for not how about the other deficiencies? I would like to handle that on the other side of the cleanse, when I know that she has her gut is healed to the extent where she can absorb better, and then treat that with food. Yeah.
Yeah. How much? So what were the other deficiencies? Repeat them for me.
I'm looking at zinc, selenium. This is based on medication. CoQ10, folic acid, and then her blood test showed some anemia. So there's iron. That's also an issue. Water showed up all over the place.
When you say anemia, was it a macrocytic micro? What makes you think it's an iron deficiency versus the B12?
I'm not sure. I have to pull her information up. But you need me to look at that to determine.
I'm just going to do a learning thing here, right? Because if you're looking at somebody as far as anemia, and you look at them and you're detecting that they have a B12 deficiency, it's usually from the blood, it's either high homocysteine or it's going to be MCV that's elevated, right?
Okay.
With iron, it's going to cause the MCV to be low. So it's hard to pick up both an iron deficiency and a B12 deficiency in the same unless you've also done ferritin. So if she's got this elevated MCV, which would suggest B12 folic acid, and she's got low iron in the blood or low ferritin, then, she's got both.
MCV, I'm trying to look at her information now. Yeah, that does make sense. MCV, it looks like it's in the ideal range, 90.
Okay. So what makes you suspect the B12?
I put her information in the Mitovan spreadsheet, and it just showed, based on all the medications, I didn't do them separately. I just put them all in, and it showed.
The medications. Okay, got it.
Mm-hmm,
okay,
the medications, yeah.
Okay, cool. So, this is a case. This is a real good learning case also, because does she show low iron in her blood?
Bow iron. Trying to look for it now.
Sure.
Can't see it here. Okay. But if she does, I'm still looking.
Yeah, if she does, then, you know, that's, but I'm going to say what you have oftentimes.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I'm sorry. Yeah, I get distracted. What if you... I'll tell you later.
Sorry,
I'm easily
distracted too.
My husband walked in and showed me something, and I got distracted. So I laughed and I had to let go. So anyway, so if you have an MCV that's normal,
mm-hmm.
that could be that they have a combination of a B12 folate deficiency, which causes the MCV to get bigger, and an iron, which causes it to go smaller, and the combination together comes out to be in the normal range. So what I'll look at there is what is the RDW, which is the mean
okay.
corpuscular or the red cell distribution width.
I see 15.2.
Yeah.
Yep.
So here's the deal. If you're looking at somebody's blood and you're thinking, wow, their MCV is normal. They mustn't have a B12 or a iron deficiency. And you look at the RDW and it's shot up like that, it's 15, it should be no more than 12. Then that
mm-hmm.
says, oh, yeah, there's a lot of variation in the size of their cells. So they have some small, some big, but the average, what comes out to the MCV, which is mean corpuscular volume, comes out to think normal. So this is why a lot of conventional practitioners will, like, do the quick glance at the blood and nothing's flagged as abnormal, and they send the person on their way and say, you're fine, and meanwhile the person feels like crap.
Hmm.
Okay? So you're mm-hmm. right. You're very astute to pick up good possibility of anemia.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be careful depending on the age of the person depending on whether they have infections in actually outright supplementing iron. So going with the food is better, because if you give them too much iron, you can cause oxidation, which can create more, you know, bacterial overgrowth.
Yeah,
you don't ever
want
to give somebody who has bacterial overgrowth any iron.
I am happy to hear that, because like I said, I wanted to deal with the other deficiencies on the backside of the cleanse. But I wanted
Perfect.
To, with the B vitamins, I think that'll give her a big enough boost to be able to, you know, see some light at the end of the tunnel and not be discouraged that we're not doing
something.
The other
one, though, that you might have, it might be good to supplement. The two others are zinc, because it's going to help her stomach acid. Because if she
okay.
doesn't have enough zinc, she's not producing enough stomach acid. So all the great food you're putting in isn't necessarily going to get where it needs to go.
Okay.
So a little bit
zinc
of liquid
and
zinc
B1.
And selenium. Selenium, because look, she's low in selenium. That means her T4 to T3 conversion is going to be impacted, which if you
mm-hmm.
won't want her to lose energy, you want to enhance the T4 to T3 conversion.
Okay, that makes sense.
So those are there. Now, you can get her to do Brazil nuts, but I would maybe do the selenium at the beginning, just because if her stomach acid is impaired, if her digestion is impaired, and you're giving her Brazil nuts to get the selenium out of, but she's not very efficient, she's not getting as much of the selenium as you think.
Okay. I think I'm going to, for her, stick with liquid for right now, for what
yep.
you suggested. And then on the other side, you know, we'll you know, back off on these liquids and get her to do more juicing, and then ultimately smoothies and, you know, all that. As I see her gut healing, you know, based on questions
yep.
we asked about digestion, bloating, and all that.
Exactly.
Okay.
You want to see improvement.
Okay.
So B vitamin liquid, the selenium, and the zinc, and you can get the selenium and zinc, you can get liquid. Easy for her to order on Amazon. There's a company called Good State. We've already talked about that, which is completely pure, no additives, no preservatives, no alcohol, no yeast, no nothing.
Now, we did talk about another company, Metabolic Premier Research. Now, I'd like to send it to one site. One place that you think Good State is
Amazon.
Better. Amazon is better for all.
Amazon
these?
Has all of them. Amazon has
okay.
except the metabolic. So.
Okay. All right.
Good State for ionic minerals. I'm
okay.
typing it in.
Okay.
I love the stat. And then you can get the Premier, you can get the thing and wait on the metabolics until you want to do the individuals, because Premier doesn't have all the individuals, but if you want to do the individuals, so Premier is easy, and that's on Amazon as well. But so, yeah, so Amazon.
Okay, Premier does the individual. I actually, wouldn't we want to do all the bees together, or do they separate out?
No, they just have one that's all of them. They have a couple of them individual, but right now I give her all. My only concern is if it is really low on B12, that unless she does a sublingual on the B12, it's not going to really get in very well through the liquid, because if she's got some problems with stomach acid, she's going to have some issues with intrinsic factor. If she's got an autoimmune condition, she likely has more than one, so she might even have an autoimmune against intrinsic factor. So, see what I'm doing? I'm just taking in all these possibilities,
mm-hmm.
right,
mm-hmm.
and say,
mm-hmm.
how can we best support her? And I would say the sublingual drops, or if she can tolerate it, taking the Premier Bees, but they're so gross, I don't think she'll tolerate taking it as a sublingual. So if she's open to taking one more, I would get a B12, say, a liquid B12 sublingual, or
mm-hmm.
I wish the darn patches didn't have folic acid in them, then we could use the patches again. The B12. There's also a liquid B12 that I think Amazon also has. It's
mm-hmm.
it's actually really nice because it's liposomal.
It's like what? I'm sorry?
It's liposomal. So liposomal B12 from Seeking Health. And they have that on Amazon as well.
Okay. Now, when I go to Amazon or send her to Amazon, what am I putting in? What am I asking her? Because I'm going to test this myself.
Here's what I would do. I would get her the links and send her the direct links. So this is what I do with people who are, maybe they're not so tech savvy. I'll say, okay,
mm-hmm.
here's the link to the Good State, the two minerals you want to get. Here's the page for it. Okay. Here's the link to the Seeking Health. Here's the link to the Premier Research. And they have them all on Amazon. So just search them out on Amazon. Premier Research, I think it's Max Stress is the bee.
Okay. All right. Well, this is exciting. Thank you. I feel so much more confident now that I'm able to help her with this.
Yeah.
Getting her over the hump until we get on to the other side. So she's really, she's gung-ho about changing her diet. She's not, she won't be difficult in that way at all.
Oh,
the only issue we'll have it is digestion, assimilation, and elimination. We'll just have to track her and watch that and have her, tell me about what's going on with her.
Okay. Exactly. And the juices are going to help because it's going to get the stuff we should wash in there without having to do so much work.
Of course, now with the juicing, because we're stripping the fiber away and we know she has blood sugar issues, she's not going to be able to juice anything but sugar. So it's just the greens with a little lemon.
There's a lot of great recipes in my Green Cleanse book. There's a lot of great low glycemic. I think if you just have her do celery and cucumber,
mm-hmm.
with some of the green, the dark greens, you can vary those up, and lemon or lime,
mm-hmm.
and monitor her blood sugar. If she's hot,
yeah.
then sometimes just a little bit of chia in there slows it down enough. But without the fruit in there, I think she'll be probably okay. Just have her drink it slowly.
Yeah, I will do that and drink slowly. All right, I have taken up so much time, I'm starting to feel a little guilty, so I'm going to let you move on.
So here's what I'm going to say to that. No other hands are up. And
oh, good. Okay.
Every time each of you asks a question and we get into some learning topic that we weren't otherwise going to get into, it's a learning experience for them, so that then when that issue comes up for them, they'll have that exposure. So.
Okay.
There's no such thing as hogging the time and not making good use of it, unless you're just sitting there going, I can't get that link, and I don't know how to get this, and help me with that. stuff that that stuff is a waste of time. But good, solid questions like this is clinically relevant, and it's helpful for everyone. So don't feel guilty.
Great. Thank you. And I want to also thank you so much. I want to express my appreciation, first of all, for the master tracking spreadsheet that you have. It just is so easy for me to
to document what's going on and to be able to track and trace and not have to create things. So I want to just thank you so much for that.
Oh, you are so welcome. We're going to be
yeah.
updating it in a little bit. We made some enhancements to the lab ones. So we're going to be updating. And I also added a couple of extra little tabs that I found useful for myself. One was just actually for keeping track of appointments. So I just kept a little, it's almost like a note tracker. It's very simple to do. I just put a column for date and a column for if I recorded it. So sometimes I do it on Instant Teleseminars. So I had a column for the recording of their call and then a column for notes, like the things you want them to follow up with so that it's all in one place.
I like that. So, that's great.
Yeah.
I've been doing my own document that way. I've been, and it was getting a little out of hand.
Yeah,
and keep track of that. Yep. So I'm looking
forward
to seeing
that. I think
the
hardest part now for me is still the tracking and the record keeping, because the coming up with the clinical answers is easy, but you got to write it down because you got to.
Yes.
I got to remember it for next.
I know. And then I'll share this with everyone. I got married August 5th. We just eloped.
Congratulations.
You know, and so my husband is like, are you writing War and Peace? I mean, what? Is she dead? Why do you have to write so much? And I'm hoping that, you know, as I getting more proficiency, I'll be able to put things in categories and it won't. But right now, as an abundance of caution not to miss anything, I am writing quite a bit.
Right.
Is that normal?
Right. It's important.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Tony just disappeared or no? No, you're still there. Hello?
Hello? Yes?
Yeah, you disappeared.
Oh, sorry.
you were still on my screen, but you said an abundance of, and then you got cut off.
Oh, yes, as an abundance of caution, I'm just writing up everything that, like you said, for clinical understanding. I mean, I know I'm not catching everything, but just so I can enhance my knowledge of things. And as I go along, I can say, oh, that doesn't count, you know, that's not showing up. But right now, I just feel like I need to write everything down.
It's a good idea.
Okay. All right.
Good idea. Absolutely.
Thank you, ma'am.
Absolutely. All right. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Who else? Who else has questions? I see some of you on here. Kathleen is on. Hi. Sequoia is on. Hi. Vanessa. And who else haven't I heard from? Skype user. Well, there's two. There's Skype user Bakersfield. I think that's Ghislaine, right? And I get confused with the ones that don't show up properly. But I think that's Ghislaine. And cell phone VC is Steph. So any other questions, guys? Yeah? Is that it? Okay. So I'm going to take, Cassandra's suggestion to heart for future calls, not for these, because these are open Q&A for everybody, but for our NEPT case study coaching calls. I'm going to take her stuff to heart and just pull in, you know, when I see cases that are relevant to what we're studying, especially we're going to get into this when we go into the lab testing piece, because it's really important to just see over and over again lab tests and have me analyze them. So what I would recommend, if you want to get, if you've done your own lab test, or if you've done, you've got some clients that have submitted lab testing for you, take their names off of it so we're not, you know, breaching anybody's privacy. Oh, no, don't even do that. Take those lab tests and put them into the spreadsheet so that then you can upload that spreadsheet. There's an uploader on the page on the site. Upload the spreadsheet, and then when we do a call, I will show that spreadsheet, and I'll walk you through step by step by step. And I know there's some examples of that on the bonus materials that you can already be digging into, but it's nothing like doing it live where you can stop me and ask questions. And Ghislaine will probably attest to that because she went through that a lot. And by the time she got to do her case study, she's already done her certification, she was awesome at it. She had learned so much from the time at the beginning that we first started until the end. So that's where you'll get to, where you can just start glancing at these things and just like you'll see the pattern in your head. That takes a lot of time and practice, and that's what I want you to get, lots and lots of practice. So if you have your own, I know, Vanessa, you haven't done them, but do your labs and bring them on and have them analyzed and you know, learn how to do it. What, how better to do it than on yourself when you can pull it up? And then when I ask questions, does this person have, you know, you can say, oh yeah, yes or no, because it's you. So it's a great way to do it, and we can all learn a lot from doing that. Yeah, so Eleanor says, well, will you show us the lab test? Perfect question. You just led me into, and I just answered kind of that. So I would love to. So submit, take some of your labs, put it on the spreadsheet. The spreadsheet is on the site. If you go to, do we have it, Lynn, do we have it on the IME site yet, or is it still on the on-site in the CAT materials? Because we're going to be moving those over, and I don't know if we've moved the spreadsheet over. Oh, no, the spreadsheet, duh. The spreadsheet is on. Let's see. Let me find it. If you go to the site and you go to where it says at the top, I think it's under resources. Yes, resources, NEPT resources. And I don't have screen share on this particular platform. So, resources, and then under the resources, NEPT resources on that page, if you scroll down, I'll see if I can come up with the link. There's the client tracking master sheet. I'll put up the, okay, open. I can't put up the link to it because not everybody has access to it that's on this call. Yeah, but if you click on client tracking master sheet, it'll open it up in Excel. One of the things I explained to the people, the folks that were in the previous certification program who are actually acting as my functional nutrition coaches for our energy recharge program, we had a meeting last week and I shared with them, I did show them that how to put it on. One of the ways to do it is to put it on a Google Drive, and then you can share it with your clients during a session. So it has to be a client that's relatively tech savvy. Some of them aren't. But if you have a client who's relatively tech savvy, especially if they're a professional and they use Excel sheets in their business, they're a good candidate for you actually sharing this client tracking thing on a Google Doc, and then they could go in and edit things. Like if they, do some more labs, they could put their own labs into the spreadsheet, et cetera. So there's a lot of things you can do. But to answer Eleanor's question, if you go to that sheet, the lab tracking sheet is on one of the latter tabs in there. And you put the person's numbers in and the numbers change. That's something we're going to be covering in a session coming up in the next couple of months. Okay? As for those of you, and you can get ahead of it if you want, because we gave you the pre-work, we gave you the first three modules of that, which would be back on the IME site, and it says, I think it's called NPT pre-program bonus or something like that. Does that make sense? You can send me back to Eleanor and let me know if that's good. Anyone else? Any questions? Any comments? Is this helpful? I'm going to open up everybody's line so we can all just kind of chime in. Oh, good. You found it. Was this helpful, guys?
Yeah,
very helpful. Thank you.
Do you guys, well, I'm going to just know, do you find the questions that other people ask helpful for you in your own practice?
Totally helpful.
Absolutely.
Is this helpful, guys?
Yes. Fantastic. Well, thank you all for being here, and I appreciate you, and we'll be talking again soon. Take care and bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you. Please stop if you said that. I can't tell. Is that Sequoia? Well, Bakersfield. Who's Bakersfield? Is Bakersfield Kim? Is Bakersfield Jane? Or is that Elaine? Hello, Bakersfield, you're still on. Will you show up as a Skype user? Who's on Skype? No? 661? I don't know. You're still on the phone. Anyway. All right, let me stop the recording.